Happy Monday to you and welcome to your Teaching From It's Time For Me. I hope you had a really enjoyable weekend. So today we're beginning the week looking at valuing ourselves and believing ourselves from an uplifting and positive perspective, because we have spent the last few weeks looking at it from a deeper emotional place and also in terms of our past experiences and our childhood experiences and how our inner child is affected as well, or running the show, so to speak, in our adult self. Today, it's all about looking at all of the factual reasons why we do need to increase our self-belief, why we need to remember how valuable and worthy we truly are. The reason I use the word factual before reasons is because sometimes when we're trying to increase our belief in ourselves, our confidence in ourselves, and tell ourselves how good we are so that we can move forward in valuing ourselves more, we often don't believe what we're telling ourselves. But if we look at factual reasons why, it can make the process a little bit easier. So for today, I have two things that I'd love you to do. I would love you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, or even on the notes section on your mobile phone or after you listen to this, and write down things that people have said to you over the years about how good you are, how important you are, how unique you are, how special you are, how you have helped them in their lives, how you've maybe impacted them in a positive way. This can be in all areas of your life, from friends, family, your spouse, your partner. It could even be ex-partners that you've had that were very complimentary of you at times, colleagues, even acquaintances. The reason why I want you to do this is because I want you to start to see how other people actually see you. And this is really, really important. It's not because it's about what other people think is the most important, because it most definitely is not. But it's again using these factual experiences that are what people truly, truly think of you. What I would also love you to do over the course of this week, not today, whenever you get a chance this week, is to maybe send a text out to a few friends that you might have or a family member and just say, I'm just doing a little project on myself at the moment. You can even say it's for a membership you're part of. And part of it is you have to ask people, even if it's one person, how they would describe you. And you can just say that it's for like a project, as I said, that you're doing, if you don't feel comfortable explaining why. I want you to start to see how other people value you, how other people see you in a positive, wonderful light, to give you the factual reasons for you to start digging deep and finding those parts within you. What I'd also like you to do as a final thing is to write down the parts of you that you do value, the parts of you that you do believe in, and the parts of you that you do really care and love about yourself. So quite a lot on that, but it's important for you to do that this week as we move on to another teaching later in the week. So have a great Monday and I'll chat to you soon.